You're listening to SBS News.
At 7 months pregnant, Parul Pawa is busy preparing for the arrival of her new baby. But with no family in Australia aside from her young daughter and husband, who is recovering from a stroke, she's worried about how she'll cope.
Yeah, it's very difficult actually. Cry sometime, but I don't want to cry in front of him. He feel bad and I don't want to give stress to my baby. I'm stressed, but I cannot do anything. I want my mother-in-law should be here. My brother-in-law should be here, but they cannot come.
Ms. Pawa says the government's border closure to all non-citizens and non-residents means her extended family in India won't be allowed to visit. And even if they're able to secure an exemption on compassionate grounds, they'd struggle to afford the high cost of flights and hotel quarantine.
I just think that they just reduce the fees for the quarantine period because it's 3,000 is a lot. Like if we go to Myntra or any other hotel, it's $100 per day. For 15 days, it's 3,000 is a lot. Yeah, they are charging double.
It's a concern shared by many other new and expectant parents impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Sydney mother Nikki Valady gave birth to a son, Mateo, 3 months ago and planned to have her mother fly over from Spain to help.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of work with the baby, but it was more than I thought. So I really would enjoy the support and also for Mateo to be with his grandma and family.
Parenting support groups say despite calls from the Federal Treasurer last month for more Australians to have children, there's never been a more challenging time to start a family. Nadine Aladef is the founder of Mum for Mum, a non-profit organisation which matches new mothers with a trained volunteer mother for the first year of motherhood.
Isolation is the biggest cause of postnatal depression and anxiety. And what we're finding now with COVID is that mothers are even more isolated than ever before.
The National Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Service has had a 20% rise in calls for help since March. The organisation's chief executive, Julie Bornenkoff, says in the past fortnight there's been a 40% increase in callers from Victoria.
Ultimately, you know, it's general mental vulnerability and distress. It's people who have historically been travelling okay and as a result of having their new baby or expecting a baby have really been displaced as a result of the disconnection from their community.
In Australia, the birth rate has fallen 14% over the past decade. Social demographer Mark McCrindle says that's a trend expected to worsen.
People need to feel confident about the future, about the economy, and about their own lives before they bring a child into the world. So we're going to see low birth rates, perhaps even declining birth rates, for a few years to go.
But for those new parents already having children during a global pandemic, like Nikki Valady, she has this advice.
Definitely to go out and not isolate yourself at home. I think that's very important. Even if you're not allowed to be in restaurants, you can always go to the parks and there's groups like that.
Cassandra Bain, SBS News.